Well, you've heard of surfing, and you've heard of skateboarding, you've heard of snowboarding. Maybe you've even tried one of them or all of them. But not many people have heard of golf boarding. Golf boarding is a new phenomenon in golf. Rather than walking or using a golf cart, golfers step onto a motorized skateboard-like device to get around the course. It looks like a cross between an oversized skateboard and a Segway. When current state Scott Pohl checked it out last year, only one golf course in Michigan was offering golf boarding. He went to Ann Arbor to check it out.
I'm at the Polo Fields Golf and Country Club near Ann Arbor to learn about the first golf boards in Michigan. Members of the club have been invited to a demonstration led by John Kensley, director of golf here and at a sister course in Ypsilanti.
We're just going to take off down the middle of number one, kind of head over by the bunker. We'll make a big soft U-turn and head on back. And this is where you see where this really is a lot of fun and very easy because you're not doing much now.
Part of Kensley's message to these folks is to not be intimidated by the golf boards, not even if you've never been on a skateboard. Operation is pretty simple. You put your bag of clubs on a small rack in front of you, and there's even a drink holder built into the Segway-like handle. The handle is really just to hold on to. You put one foot in front of the other and lean forward to turn right or lean back to turn left. It's designed to prevent jackrabbit starts and sudden stops. I drove one around for a while and couldn't tip it over, zipping around the course in no time. John Kensley.
They're much easier to operate than a lot of people might think when they first look at them. But when you add that to approximately 40 pounds with a full set of golf clubs, it's even that much easier. So it's very easy to work your way around the golf course. And I took it out and made sure that we didn't have any real challenging areas. And there wasn't any area that you couldn't get around with the maneuverability of the golf board.
Now you have two courses, and I understand you've decided not to have these at the other course. Can you explain why?
Well, we have a little winding creek that goes through the golf course in Ypsilanti. And that golf course, the way that the bridges have been designed, have a pretty severe slope leading up to the bridge and coming off the bridge. There's just not quite enough clearance with regards to the steepness and the clearance of the golf board to go over that.
Yes.
So at some point we may actually reconfigure those bridges to allow that to happen. But at this point, while we're still making sure that our decision was a good one to bring these on board, this is the facility that's best for that to happen at. And this is a little bit flatter facility. The great thing about these boards is a number of our members found out today is you can take them up and down very severe hills without any problem. But it still takes a while to feel comfortable that you can do that. And we definitely have more hilly terrain over at the Washtenaw Ypsilanti Golf Course.
What do you think this is going to bring to the course in terms of attracting new members maybe? What sorts of benefits might you as a business gain from having these here?
It's a great question. I actually think having the golf boards is something that would tremendously move the needle at a daily fee. I think you get some people that aren't really sure if they want to play golf, and now they see that and say, hey, that's going to be a lot of fun. For a private course, you're more, make a commitment to wanting to be a part of a club? But I think when you look at if you're looking to be a member at a club and you look at all the different options that are out there and so on, one of the things you look at is this club progressive? What kind of things are they doing? And I think this is the kind of thing where you look and say, that's a club that isn't stuffy, still understands the traditions of this great game, but is willing to do some different things and so on. I think as we're talking with some of our members, I think what you might see is some of that more occasional golfer that might play 6 or 8 rounds might now play 10 or 12. So I think there'll be a business uptick for us because of it. But ultimately, I think it's just more the atmosphere and the culture that we're trying to demonstrate to our members and our future members.
My name's Justin McNeil. I'm the golf board rep for the state of Michigan.
Give me your elevator pitch for why a golfer would want to use one of these.
I think the biggest thing is if you're going to spend 4 hours of your time these days doing any activity, that it has to be something you really love, and the game of golf has needed something to help excite the sport a little bit, and the golf board I think does that, because not only are you playing golf, you get to do something active and have fun riding the course, doing some great turns. So I think people are going to like that. And otherwise, they're saying that you can get around the course in 2.5 to 3 hours as opposed to the normal 4.5-5 hour round, because now you're going to your own ball as opposed to following everyone else.
And they're fun to use.
They are. We just did a demo here, and everyone came off and loved it. what we find at Golf Board is that people who use the golf board will return to use it 90% of the time. So I get a call usually once or twice a week from folks in Utah or California who have ridden it out there, who are asking where can they ride the golf board here in Michigan.
Golfers may someday choose the course they're going to play at based on whether they can use a golf board when they get there.
I really think
that's
the case. I really think that's the case. I think this is something that people are now seeing and asking, you know, what is that? And I really do think courses can differentiate themselves by having this at their facility. It's easier than it looks. The other big thing I notice is that the demographic who uses the board, one common misconception is that it's only for young people. And the guys who call me and email me looking for personal use boards are 40 to 60 years old. And it's actually a lot of the older demographic who loves using it. And the board's easy enough to use that you really don't have to be a surfer or any much athletic ability at all. You can just go and ride the board and have a good time.
The people here to try out golf boarding seem to think it could be a fun alternative to using a cart.
My name is Janine Collins.
What appealed to you about coming out for this demonstration?
They just looked fun. I saw a video that the club had posted, and I had a look at it. And of course, they've been talking about it for a while, and yeah, just thought it would be fun and wanted to have a look.
What did you think?
I thought it was fun. easier than I thought. I think with a little bit of practice, you get a little bit more comfortable and looser, and it would be even better. But yeah, definitely fun.
My name is Richard Scott. I've been a member here at the Polo Fields for I don't know how many years, but I've got a very low number, so I was early on.
What did you think of this demonstration?
We were introduced to the concept through the video that we were all required to watch, which was very helpful. And then we were actually kind of excited to get out here and try these. And we weren't disappointed. I think my wife and I both enjoyed the experience. I've reserved one for tomorrow for a round of golf, and I can't wait to get out and try it. They're very user-friendly. I was a little worried about, you know, being able to handle it. Am I going to fall off of this thing? But actually, after just a few minutes, I think the danger will be not to get too confident too quickly. So I'm going to just go slow tomorrow.
I'm Diane Heiss.
And you're also a member here?
I've been a member for about, I'd say, 12 years now.
Were you ever a surfer, skateboarder, snowboarder before trying this today?
Not a snowboarder, but I did a lot of skiing, so I was really anticipating something a little bit different. And boy, this was great. It was really fun to get on that board and move around.
Were you someone who approached this opportunity to try it with some trepidation, or were you really looking forward to it coming out here today?
Well, I really wanted to try it, but I also didn't want to embarrass myself by falling off. And I'm very happy to say I wasn't going to fall off. I felt very secure, very safe.
Golf boarding looks like a lot of fun, but it is different from walking or riding a cart. I'd speculate that all the leaning forward and backward to steer it will amount to a core workout that many golfers aren't used to. I also felt it in my arms, but that's due in part to the natural inclination to pull the handle to steer, even though that doesn't really steer it. That might go away once you're fully used to shifting your weight to steer. It won't be for everybody. Can golf boarding attract people who have never set foot on a golf course? Proponents hope that it might draw new and younger players to the game. Maybe today's snowboarders, shredding mountains of snow, will be tomorrow's golf boarders, zipping around America's courses. From the Polo Fields Golf and Country Club near Ann Arbor, this is Scott Pohl for Current State.
Along with the Polo Fields Golf and Country Club, a few other courses in the state now have golf boards. They include the Boyne Highlands Resort in Harbor Springs, Egypt Valley Country Club in Ada, and the Fenton Farms Golf Club in Fenton has ordered golf boards and hopes for delivery in the next few weeks.